A tidal wave of secularism that has swept across our Western world. That was the dramatic image used by the Archbishop of Washington, Cardinal Donald Wuerl, to describe the magnitude of challenges facing the Catholic Church today. Entire generations, he said, have become disassociated from the very support systems that in the past facilitated transmission of the faith. Key Christian concepts such as marriage and the family, objective right and wrong, or the idea of the common good have been swept away. Tragically, he said, the sins of a few, a clear reminder of the ever-present sex abuse crisis, have encouraged distrust in the very structures of the Church herself.
It's as if a tsunami of secularism has simply washed across the Western world. When it withdrew, it took with it all of those structures that are reflective of Western culture, of our Christianized understanding of life.
But it wasn't all doom and gloom in the lengthy speech in Latin that the tall, slightly stooping cardinal with a ready smile presented to the Synod Fathers and experts at the opening session on Monday. The last three pontificates, he noted, have been focused firmly on ways of using the impetus of the Second Vatican Council, whose half century we'll be marking on Thursday, to reconnect with people for whom the message of the gospel has become stale or unconnected to real life. The work of evangelization today, he said, is no longer about travelling vast distances to foreign lands. It's about overcoming the ideological distances and sharing the truth of Christ's love in our own families, our own neighbourhoods, the places where we live and work.
What the new evangelization is all about is calling us back to appreciate all over again the message of Jesus Christ, the truth of his gospel, and what that means to the world, to have that voice of Christ active, understood, embraced in our world.
And the Cardinal offered a few practical pointers as to how Christians today can be effective evangelizers in an indifferent and decidedly self-centered society. First, he said they must be bold, as the first apostles boldly stood up and proclaimed their faith in the risen Christ after Pentecost. Second, they must act with urgency, just as Mary rushed off to her cousin Elizabeth to share her incredible secret of the Incarnation. Third, the Cardinal concluded, we must live our own faith with joy, reflecting in our own lives and relationships the conviction that Christ is with us here today, offering a new understanding of what it means to be truly human. From the Vatican Synod Hall, I'm Philippa Hitchin.